Okay, so our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is L'schus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Hishtavu Refuah Shleima B'Korah B'Soy Shachol Yisrael. So the Chofetz Chaim was speaking about hearing Lashon Hara and suspecting but not believing. And we spoke about exactly how you can achieve that you can protect yourself from harm but not believing. Chofetz Chaim gives another example, which is quite common, I think, and that is, the Chofetz Chaim says as follows: what happens if a person who's got an established reputation, he's a regular schnorrer, everybody knows him, he goes around the Bottom Midrashim for years, and he collects money, right? He's a collector, and this guy's going around collecting stock in shul, and your neighbor turns around to you and said, you know, he's got money stashed away over the years. He's got more money than you have. It happens from time to time. There was a story going around about Mashulach in Antwerp. Yeah, that they said that what he did was he slept in an empty derelict premises. There was somebody who had an empty house, and that the guy allowed this Mashulach to sleep in the house for nothing. So he had a room there with a mattress on the floor and a few, etc., etc. Fine. Eventually, one day, he had to ask the Mashulach to leave, because he wanted to start rebuilding. And the Mashulach packed up his stuff and he left. And they started building. They picked up the floorboards, yeah, and they found underneath, at the time, 30,000 Belgian francs.
Thank God.
Yeah, which at the time was maybe £500, right? But this was money that he'd left behind, besides what he'd taken with him. So sometimes, you know, there are people like that. There was a story about one guy in Golders Green who was walking around with a, collecting with a crutch. Uh-huh. Yeah, walking around with a crutch. Yeah, he was collecting in every shul he was going around. And then he was spotted running for a bus. Yeah, and he had his crutch in his hand, like up in the air. Yeah, and he was running towards the bus stop on Golders Green Road near Kuczynski's. So sometimes somebody will tell you that the guy who's going around collecting is a crook, and he's a faker, and you shouldn't give him any money. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what's the halacha based on what we've been learning until now? The halacha is that I'm allowed to believe him to the extent that I'm protecting myself from harm, but I'm not allowed to react in any other way towards him. I'm not allowed to treat him differently, I'm not allowed to give him less respect, and I'm not allowed, says the Chofetz Chaim, to give him less tzedakah. Unless I've verified and established that what the other guy said is true, I have to treat him exactly. If he is going to harm me, that's something else. If, you know, if I'm going to come to harm, it's a question of a shidduch, it's a question of a business partnership, it's a question of something like that, then I can protect myself from harm. But says the Chofetz Chaim, you carry on. He says, until the man is proven to be a fraud, you have to accord him his original status. That he's a poor, upstanding Jew. You have to treat him as such, and you can't even give him less than you normally would have given him.
Yeah, well, that Stocker would publish, don't give this guy, you know, this is a picture of the man, don't give him any money, he's a crook. That'll be something else.
I'm not supposed to start yet.
Yeah. Start your day at Torrey Way, Northwest London, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Aleph Iyar, 16th day of the Omer, 9th of May, Rabbi Gary Bazak Shlita, Sfiras Omer. This week's Shurim is Chus. Hashavuim v'achayolim v'milchamos shachzulavotem shalom v'mheiro.
Amen. Okay, so the topic that I've chosen is Sfiras Omer, which is quite broad. Could be anything, to be honest. But the particular topic, I'm going to try and deal with two famous shilas. They're famous only not because they happened that often, but they're famous because there's a lot of bar mitzvah drushas during Sfiras HaOmer, and therefore there's quite a lot of the shilas are presented quite a lot. The classic shila is the bar mitzvah boy becoming a cotton shin is gadol during Sfiras HaOmer. I'm not going to talk about that because that's additional complications. I'm going to talk about two different cases. So here's the first case. The first case is, what happens if you have a fellow who, at the beginning of Sfira, he's very excited to do the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'oma, but he knows he's going to have a large operation during Sri Asa, and he knows 100%, yeah, that's, we're making a controlled experiment here. So we know categorically 100% that he is not going to count day 15 of the Omer. He knows, he's not going to count it. For sure, there's no question about it whatsoever. He's not going to count it. So the question is, if he's definitely going to miss one day in the future, does he make a bracha on the first day, second day, third, all the days up to that day? Question number one. Question number two is a variation on the Bar Mitzvah boy theme, but slightly different, which is a Gerushin Hizgayir during Sri Asa. So he counted the Gerushin Hizgayir, as with most Gerus that happens, if he's at the point where he's going to be converting, he's basically shown Torah Mitzvahs already. So he's counting every day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, with everything that you need to do. Once he converts, is he now going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sri Asa Omer for the rest of the days? Does he count? Right? Does he continue to count? Is he going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sri Asa Omer? So those are two questions we're going to deal with. And in order to do that, we're going to set up the halachic principles. We're going to do it in three stages. One is set up the principles and see the Mishnah Berurah / Prima Godim's approach to how you understand the halachas. Then we're going to go off track, and not off track, but we're going to go look at a different way of understanding it. And then we're going to go back to see why the Mishnah Berurah didn't understand it that way. Okay, so there's three stages. So let's start with halacha number one. Halacha number one is the old halacha of what happens if you forget a day of Sri Asa Omer completely. You forget, you davened, it's the classic days when that happens is Erev Shabbos, when you daven early, right? So you'd forgot to count. During your meal, you for them forgot to count. Fine, you forget the next morning, you didn't. No one mentioned you. You got to the night, you completely forgot. You realize, oh, wait, I've missed an entire day of Sri Asa Omer. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following in Sifches, in Tapetes Sifches. Im shachach levarach echad ma'ayamim, bein yom rishon bein shari yamim. Right? Why does he emphasize yom rishon shari yamim? It's because there's different days in Rishonim about the severity of missing the first day as opposed to other days. But for the moment, if you miss any of the days of Sri Asa Omer, sofer b'shari yamim. This is important. We have a term that goes, oh, I'm out of surah. And that's it. No. The halacha is 100% you are supposed to count the rest of the days. You are, in fact, mechuyev to count the rest of the days. You're still chayev in Sri Asa Omer for the rest of the days. Says the Shulchan Aruch, below bracha. Right? But you don't make a bracha. Okay, so now what's the hesbetah? So the hesbetah of this is very simple. And the Prima Godin brings it out very, very strongly. He says, we have a very basic machlokes, which is a chakira, which is, I'm sure you're all aware of. The Bahag is the opinion that says if you forget one of the days, you're now not able to carry on counting. No, you don't carry on counting. That is the opinion of the Bahag. The Rebbeinu Tam, in Menachos, asks a kasher on him and says, Divrei Teimah Hem. Doesn't make any sense at all. You forget there's Rosh Hashanah, you don't carry on counting the other days. It doesn't make any sense at all. And the Rosh speaks out what that taina is. And the Rosh says, because kol yom v'yom mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi. Every day is his own mitzvah. Now, this is very important. So every day is its own mitzvah. So the Rosh says, so you missed day 3, Pseidah, but day 4, you're Mekayim the mitzvah, counting the day 4 of Sri Asa Omer. Day 5 is Sri Asa Omer, day 6 is Sri Asa Omer. Every day is its own mitzvah. Says the Prima Godin, therefore, what is the opinion of the Bahag? The opinion of the Bahag is, Kulu yoyme chad a mitzvah. That all of the days become one mitzvah. Okay? So we've now got a machlokes, the standard chakira. Is Sri Asa Omer one big mitzvah? And therefore, if you forget one of the days in the middle, you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. Or is Sri Asa Omer 49 separate, distinct mitzvahs, each day is its own mitzvah? Nafgamina. If you forget one of the days and it's one big mitzvah, then you've theoretically lost your mitzvah. If you've got 49 days and they're separate mitzvahs, then 49 mitzvahs. You forget one day, you do the mitzvah the next day. Okay, that is the opinion of the Prima Godim. Therefore, based on that, the Prima Godim now says, I've got a big kasher on the Bahag. If it's one big mitzvah, then why make it 49 brachas? Make a bracha either at the beginning or make a bracha at the end on the last day when you're going to do it. And the Prima Godim asks this question. Yesh lahakshesh, he says, in the same breath, I kulachad a mitzvah, ein mevarchim b'chol laila. Right? If it's one big mitzvah, why make a bracha every day? Okay. So the truth is that the answer to that question might be dependent on a completely different shtickle, which is, generally speaking, our Maisa Mitzvah and our Kiyama Mitzvah come at the same time. And therefore, when you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyama Mitzvah is coming. So therefore, we're very clear that you make that on that, where you've got the Maisa and the Kiyama at the same time, you definitely make a Brocha. Question is when I am able to separate your Maisa Mitzvah from your Kiyama Mitzvah. So now, how do you do this? So there's certain Maisa HaMitzvahs that, there's certain mitzvahs that are made up of two parts. Right? Made up of two parts. So, for example, tefillin would be a good example. Tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. Might be one mitzvah, might be two mitzvahs. But even beyond that, there are certain types of mitzvahs where there's a maisa that you do, which is not the actual maisa ha-mitzvah, but it is an absolutely intrinsic part of being mekayim the mitzvah. So, there's a heksha mitzvah, a maisa, which is a heksha mitzvah, which you have to do. There's no way you can do the mitzvah without doing that mitzvah. So, on those type of maisim, Rav Elchanan says that type of maisa has a din maisa mitzvah. Now, when you do that maisa, you're not being mekayim any mitzvah, but he says it has the din of being a maisa mitzvah to the extent that it will say asa doche lo sase on that maisa mitzvah. Meaning, there is a possibility to have a maisa hamitzvah. What I'm doing, the physical action I'm doing, is a maisa hamitzvah, even though I don't yet have the kiyum hamitzvah. If that's so, then here you've got a mitzvah. For sure it's one big mitzvah, but it's 49 separate maisim. So maybe the Bahag holds that you make a brocha on your maisa ha-mitzvah and not on your kiyum ha-mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah, not kiyum ha-mitzvah. Okay.
Can you give an example of that heksha mitzvah?
As I was saying this, I thought...
I don't have to build a sukkah, someone else can build it for me.
Yeah, exactly. But there's
I was
trying to find the case in the Gemara, 1 second.
A heksha mitzvah, which is so important, the Rebbe Chonon will say it's doicha.
I can't remember. I'll find. I'll look it up afterwards and tell you afterwards. Just after the shiur, I'll find it. But now adkan, what we've got is a very simple machlok. Is it one mitzvah with 49 separate maisim, or is it 49 separate kiyumei hamitzvah? And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that's the basis of the fact that you are, if you forget a day, we're mesupuk. We don't know what the halacha is. Is the halacha is one long mitzvah, in which case, don't forget your counting. Don't count anymore. Or is it like the halacha is 49 separate mitzvahs? If it's 49 separate mitzvahs, then for sure, you should carry on counting with a bracha. So what do? We say it's sofer, below Yabasharyam sofer, below bracha. You make a you count for the rest of the days. You're mechuyev to count for the rest of the days, but without a bracha. Okay. That's principle number one. Principle number two is the following. Okay, and this is to bring out the conceptual principles to get to where we need to get to in terms of answering. So there's a completely separate sukkah, and it's brought in the same Tosfos. So often the two are kind of like combined together, and there's other reasons to combine them together, as we'll see. But Be'etzem, it's completely separate shtickle. So let's leave that one, 49 verses 1. That's one mitzvah, that's one. Okay, now there's another issue. Sif Zayin, the previous Sif in Shulchan Aruch, he says the following: Shachach v'lo birach kol alayla. You forgot and you weren't mevarach the whole night. Now, when the Shulchan Aruch says birach kol alayla, consistently in Shulchan Aruch, he means you didn't count. For some reason, the Shulchan Aruch refers to counting Sfiras Omer as mevarach, which might be the reason why we think you're out of Sfira once you're not making a bracha. Yeah, you don't do any Sfira anymore once you're not making a bracha. You're out. You're finished. You're not doing anything. So. But you are, but Shachach v'lo birach is the way the Shulchan Aruch expresses it, not for now, why that is. Okay, Shachach v'lo birach kol alayla. You forgot the entire night. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yisper b'yom, b'lo bracha. You count in the daytime without a bracha. Now.
Not in the night.
Wait. Before the night. At the day, you forgot the night. You're in the night. So it was Tuesday night, the 13th day of the Omer. You forgot to count. In Shacharis, you're looking around and you saw somebody who just repeats the Sfira, the Sfardim do it every morning. They add the, and you think, oh, I didn't say it. So what do you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yisbar by Yom below Bracha. You count during the day without a Bracha. Now, why do you do that? So, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah here is very busy. Very busy. Gets very busy. He says the following. Yisbar by Yom. Why? Kadas harbei poskim de b'di'eved sfiras yom ole l'sfira. Count in the day. Why do you count during the day? Because there is a machlokes rishonim about whether sfiras ha'omer is kosher by yom. What is that based on? That is based on two stump mishnas. One stump mishnah is a mishnah in Menachos, And it's all, both the Stam Mishnahs are talking about Katsiris HaOmer. Katsiris HaOmer. Can you do Katsiris HaOmer by Yoim? Or can you not do Katsiris HaOmer by Yoim? It has to be by Laila. So the Gemara in Menachos, the Stam Mishnah in Menachos, says very clearly that you can only, says very clearly that it's kosher bayom. Katsiris HaOmer is kosher bayom. The Gemara in, that's one Stam Mishnah. There's another Stam Mishnah in Megillah, where the Gemara is Medayik, Kol Alayla Kasha L'Katsiris HaOmer, and the Gemara is Medayik, Kol Alayla is, but the Yoim isn't. So we've got a Stira in Mishnayos. Stira in Mishnayos. Is, can you do Katsiris HaOmer Bayoim? Can you not do Katsiris HaOmer Bayoim? So on that, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, about how we paskin. Do we paskin that Katsiris HaOmer is Kasha B'Dievet Bayoim? Or do we paskin that Katsiris HaOmer is not Kasha B'Dievet Bayoim? What's the Nafka Minah? The Nafka Minah is that we learn out that the Dinei Sfira and the Dinei Katsira are the same. So if you can do Katsiris HaOmer Bayoim, then you can do Sfira HaOmer Bayoim. Presumably with a Brocha, right? I mean, presumably with a bracha. Meaning, just like you can do that, you can be mekayim your mitzvah k'tziras ha'omer bayoyim. You can be mekayim your mitzvah k'tziras ha'omer bayoyim. Or we paskin like the Gemara in Megillah, and the Gemara in Megillah, this is Rabbeinu Tam, says we paskin like the Gemara in Megillah. In which case, if you count, if you miss the k'tziras ha'omer by Laila, you cannot do it during the day. So too, k'tziras ha'omer you cannot do during the day. So you counting during the day, it does zero, nothing. So at the moment, we've got two opinions. We've got the opinion of the Bahag, which is quoted by the Tosis in Menachos. And we've got the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Bahag's opinion seems to be you can count in the day, you can be Mekayim your mitzvah by Yom. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is you cannot be Mekayim your mitzvah during the day. Okay, so according to the Bahag, presumably you'd be count during the day with a bracha. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you don't count during the day. So what do we do? That, says the Mishnah Berurah, is the basis of the Shulchan Aruch. Yisbar Bayoim, he says, Mishnah Berurah says on that, Kedas Harbe Poskim, the B'dieved, Sfira Siyoim, Ole L'Sfira. The B'dieved, you can be Mekayim, your mitzvah, Sfira Siyoimah, in the daytime. Why below Bracha? In the next Mishnah Berurah, he says, De Yesh Lochush, Ledas HaPoskim, De Ein Zman Sfira, Ela Balayla. Right? There's a simple machlokes. It's another sophic. What to do? You should count. You're mechuyev to count during the day to be choshish for the shitta of the bahag, but don't make a bracha because it's a safek bracha of atala, and therefore it might be a bracha of atala. So don't count according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, good. So far, so good. That is the way the Mishnah Berurah learns it. Very busy. Those opinions. Fine. So then the Mishnah Berurah carries on to talk about a case that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about, which is important to realize. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about this case, which is, let's say I forgot in the night, and I remember during the day. Now what do I do the next night? What do I do the next night? We're all used to thinking, we know the halacha, right? We know the halacha because of the Mishnah Berurah. But often it's important to note, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about that case. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Miu, mikan ulahaba, sofer b'chol laila bivracha. It's from now onwards, you count every night with a bracha. V'lo have kedilei yom echad legamri. It's not as if you missed one day, like it was in Sif Ches. She'ena sofer od bebracha kedilei, like we're going to say in the next Sif. Okay, now, so far so good. So, what is the basis of that? Why do you carry on counting with the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, he brings in Shar Tzion. He brings, who is the opinion that says this? The Trumas Hadeshen, Kedivrei Trumas Hadeshen. And he says, Muva beveis Yosef. And he says, what's the lomdus as to why you carry on counting with a bracha? Mishum da have a svek sveka lechiyuva. It's a svek sveka lechiyuva. Why? Because let's say the halacha is, the Bahag says, count the next day, it's mekayim your mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Tam says, don't. Okay, but even if the halacha is like Rebbeinu Tam, who says that you're not doing anything by counting during the day, but we know there's another machlokes about whether you can carry on counting. So that svek sveka will work out that there's more tzadim to make the bracha than not to make the bracha. So svek sveka lechiyuva, carry on counting with the bracha. That is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. So far, so good. So let's come to our shaila now. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, basically it works like this: if you miss a day completely, so far that's it. You're out. You don't make any more brachas. Why? Because you've only got the opinion of the Ri, who says it's 49 separate mitzvahs, but we're choshish for the opinion of the Bahag, so you can't make any more brachas. because it's a safek bracha levatala. If you miss the night, but you remember during the day, then you carry on counting because of svek sveka lechiyuva. Okay, you can carry on counting because of svek sveka lechiyuva. So let's talk about our cases. You've got a guy who's going through a netuach. He knows he's going to miss one day. So at the beginning, day one, he knows he's missing day three. Right? He knows 100% he's missing day three. And again, I'm setting up the case that he knows 100%. In reality, it's quite a random case because we know the NHS. Right? But let's say he knows 100% he's going to miss a day. Right? He knows 100% he's going to miss a day. So he says to himself, hold on a second. According to the Bahag, it's one big mitzvah. I make brochas every day because it's Maisa mitzvahs. But can I be Mekayim this mitzvah? No. You can't be Mekayim this mitzvah. That first day, it's not going to be Mekayim anything because you're missing day three. You're not getting 49. So according to the Bahag, you don't make a bracha on the first day. According to the Re, who says 49 separate mitzvahs, great, make a bracha every day. You miss one day, it doesn't matter. You make a bracha the next day. The halacha is sifches. Simple. Sofer below bracha. So if you know you're going to go through a netuach, don't make the bracha on day one. Because seemingly that should be the halacha. You don't make a bracha on day one because you don't know if you're going to do the whole mitzvah. Okay. Similarly, a gerish and his gayer, right? A gerish and his gayer. So you counted 13 days. Good, but you counted. You did nothing. Yeah. When you were a goy, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, right? So if you weren't mekayim the mitzvah when you were a goy, right? When this person was a goy, then he's on day 13 and he starts counting. He can't start doing the mitzvah according to the bad. You've missed half the mitzvah. You don't have a kiyum a mitzvah. One big mitzvah, finished. That should be the halacha according to Mishnah Berurah. Okay. However, let's delve a little bit deeper because there's a couple of kashas on the Mishnah Berurah. There is a tosa. Let's go slowly. We, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah says, I've got three ha'aras. They're not really kashas, they're ha'aras. If we forget in the night, and you're going to make a bracha during the day now. Sorry, you're going to count during the day. You're going to count during the day. So I would have said like this. Mishnah Berurah sees a Shulchan Aruch, and he says, you forget during the night. Yisper by yoyim below bracha. Oh, we're busy there. Why else? You're counting the day without a bracha. Why aren't you counting with a bracha? Ah, it must be, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a suffix. This one says with a bracha, that one says without a bracha. Suffix brachas, lahakel, finished. Okay. The Bahag is the opinion that says count. The remaining time is the opinion that says, don't count. Here's the problem. There's another presentation of the Bahag, which is, and the Gaon brings it, it's in the Gemara in Megillah, the Tosfos in Megillah. The Tosfos in Megillah brings the Bahag, and he says, the Bahag says, if you forget during the night, count during the day, without a bracha. Now, wait a second. I don't count with the bracha. Because I've got the shitter of the Bahag who says count, and I've got the other opinion says don't count. I've got suffix. But the Bahag doesn't have a suffix. The Bahag said it's kosher by you. So why is he counting without a bracha? Doesn't make any sense. I'll read the Loshen, right? The Loshen is Kosav Behilchas Atzeres, or Bahag Kosav, Tehechid the Inshi Levarech Balaila, Yemane Lemachar below bracha, count the next day without a bracha. Well, hold on a second. He's not the Shulchan Aruch. He's not. So why did the Mishnah Berurah leave out? Why did the Mishnah Berurah leave out the opinion of this opinion to explain? If you want to give a makor to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, I give you a very straight makor. The Bahag says it mefurish in Tosfos. Tosfos brings the Bahag, and there's other Rishonim who say it as well, like this, right? In fact, the Gaon, when he brings this Bahag, says v'kasov sham k'masha kasov b'Shulchan Aruch kan, and the Bahag says the exact same thing that the Shulchan Aruch says here. The Vilna Gaon seems to be being Mitzayin, seems to be saying that Shulchan Aruch in Siv Zayin is the Bahag. Finished. Don't get me busy with this. Now, why is that important? Because first of all, it means your Svek Sveka Lechuva is out the window. Because it's not Svek Sveka Lechuva anymore. It's not, maybe you were. It's just the Bahag that says count in the daytime without a bracha. Now, we have to understand what that is, but question number one is really ha'ara. Why did the Mishnah Berurah just ignore this Tosfos, ignore this Bahag? Why did he start saying there's some poskim who say make it with it's kosher b'di'evad with a bracha? There's some poskim who say it's kosher, you can't count at all, and we've got a suffix. And why did he do that? Just say straight, boom. Shulchan Aruch is going like the Bahag. Question number one. Question number two is the Trumas Adeshen that he quotes, who says again we've got a situation where the next night you forget during night three. You remember during day three. You now want to count night four. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you count with a bracha. Why? Kedivrei Trumas Hadeshen. And the svara is to have a svek sveka ledina, a svek sveka lechiyuva. The only problem is if you look at the Trumas Hadeshen, the Trumas Hadeshen doesn't mention one word of svek svekas, and gives a different reason. He says that's true. You didn't miss one day legamri. So why didn't he just quote the Trumas Hadeshen? Why did he get busy? Okay. Question number three, and this is the main one. Right, so we've got two ha'aras on the Shulchan on Mishnah Berurah so far. One ha'ara is, why didn't you just be simple and quote Bahag, who says the exact thing that the Shulchan Aruch says? Question number two is, you're quoting a Trumas Hadeshen and then giving a completely different svara to the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, subtle, it could be Kedivrei Trumas Hadeshen in terms of psa, but there is another Moridik Akasha, which is, when the Shaar Tzion brings this opinion, he brings Shachach, Velo birech kol alayla. You forgot in the night. Count in the day without a bracha. He says, why do you count during the day? Kedas harbe poskim de bedieved sfira yom ole l'sfira. That's what we quoted. Who is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shaar Tzion. Bahag behilchas atzeres. Good. V'chein mashmaos harambam. Ah! The Rambam said it's the mashmaos harambam. Right? Seems to be that this is what the Rambam's saying. Implies it. Why? Because in Peret Zayin Mitzvah Musasim, Posak, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Paskins, Niktzar Bayoim, if you do Katsiras HaOmer Bayoim, it is kosher. V'yadua, and we know, the Rachmana Tala Sfira B'Katsira, we know that Sfira is the same dinim of Katsira. Right? Okay, so he's got Shtikl Torah. I know in the Rambam says Katsiras HaOmer is kosher Bayoim. So therefore, he should also be of the opinion that Sfiras HaOmer kasher bayom. I've got a different raya from a Rambam. Different raya from a Rambam. That was a very good raya. It's a very good raya. Sfiras HaOmer bayom. Sfira is tolu rachmana. We know yadua Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, so that, where do you find that one? That is the one that he's quoting is in Halacha Chaf Aleph. Tmidun Musafim Halacha Chaf Aleph. I'm going to quote the one in Chav Dalet, right? Listen to this. It's a bit more of a complicated raya. Okay, listen. Shachach, velo mana balayla. Listen. Mone bayoyim. That's a bit of a better raya, no? You're bringing me a raya. Again, Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, so Rambam says, if you forgot to count during the night, count during the day. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you forget to count during the day, so if forget to count during the night, count during the day without a bracha. Who is the opinion that says count during the day? Bahag. And says the Mishnah Berurah. And I've also got a Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Ketziras HaOmer is kasher bayom. So Sfiras HaOmer must also be kasher bayom. Because Rachma, we know. Just quote the Rambam that says that halacha. He says that halacha two lines later. If you get a proper Rambam, then it's like that distance apart. The Rambam he's quoting, it's very close to each other, right? It's literally, you can't miss it. So why did he not quote that Rambam? It's a very good Rambam. So far, again, he needed to bring a raya. The Rambam says, Shachach velo mana balayla. If you forgot to count during the night, mone bayom. You mechuyav to count during the day.
What? With the
bracha. Huh? With the bracha. He doesn't say with the bracha. He doesn't say with or without, but I assume it's with the bracha. Okay, but that is an element of it, right? That is an element of it. So what's pshat here? So there might be another pshat in the Bahag completely. We said, the Bahag says, if you forget a day, you're out. Why? One big mitzvah. You don't count day three, you don't have your whole mitzvah. Okay, so now let's go a little bit, let's say it a little bit differently. Maybe the Bahag doesn't hold like the Prima Godin. Maybe the Bahag doesn't hold its one big mitzvah. And therefore you get into this problem of Maisa mitzvah, Kiyuma mitzvah. He doesn't do that. He says, every day it's his own mitzvah. He agrees with the Rosh. So then if you forget one day, why'd you carry on? Why can't you carry on counting? Because he needs a count. He needs, you can only have four if you've counted three. You can only have five if you've counted four. You can't just say this is day five, you haven't got day three or day two, right? You need a consistent count. One day builds off the other day. You're piling up bricks, and if you miss one of the bricks, you can't pile the next brick on top. It will look, you're missing a count. There has to be a hemshech of count. That's what he holds. He holds, it's not called counting unless you're doing... Now, what's my raya to this?
There's day five.
It's true, but it's not the fifth day. That what he needs you to do, what the Bahag says you need to do,
it
is...
It's still the fifth day or the sixth day or the seventh day. It's still speaking the truth.
No, not in your county. Not in your county, you're not. You're saying, I'm counting what the Bahag needs. You're right. But what the Bahag needs is he needs you to be creating a count of the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. And that is the count which is called Tmimus. That's how you have to count it. So each day is its own mitzvah. But the only way you can count this day is if it's part of your Seder of counting. This is not part of your Seder of counting. Your Seder of counting is out now. Everyone else is counting it. That's very nice. Everyone else is counting it. But you have not counted the third day. And if you haven't counted the third day, then this isn't in your count the fourth day.
You're saying you can't join in halfway.
You can't join because the mitzvah according to the Bahag is to create one day after the next in your counting. One, two, three, four. And if I didn't create that, then you're missing. Then you're missing. But not because you're missing one big mitzvah, because this day can't be counted because you don't have the previous day. Here's a good raya. Okay, there is an opinion in the Rishonim that says the following. That says, if you miss a day, then what you should do is the following. Say yesterday was day three and today is day four. Now, there's no question whatsoever that when you say yesterday is day three, yeah, you were not Makayim your mitzvah of day three. You can't say yesterday was day three and be Makayim. You have to count on the day. So maybe the Pshat in the Bahag is like this. He's saying you need to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You need to have a continuous count. And if you don't have your continuous count, then even though each day is its own mitzvah, but you're lacking in the continuousness of your count, and therefore you don't make the bracha that day, you've lost your count. He says, but if you count during the day, then even though you're not Mekayim your mitzvah, but the next day is still, because you can only be Mekayim your mitzvah at night, but the next day is still the day after this day. It's still day four, which follows day three in terms of your counting, even though you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah on day three. In other words, there is a concept called a svira, which is counting the day, which is not Mekayim the mitzvah. But in terms of your count to make it continuous, it works. That's why the Bahag might say in Tosfos, sofer bayoim, below bracha, don't make a bracha, because you weren't Mekayim your mitzvah. But the next night you can carry on counting. Why? Because I've got a continuous count. I did that, just like the opinions that say you could say yesterday was, and you weren't Mekayim mitzvah, but you can carry on counting, because you have that hemshech of count, you have that continuous nature of counting. So it's 49 separate mitzvahs, but the nature of the mitzvah is to create a continuous count. Okay, if that's the case, then that might be pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And if that would be the case, now this is very important, let's say you're at the beginning of Sefirah Soma, and you know you're going to miss day three. What would the Bahag say now? So what? Make a bracha on day one. It's a separate mitzvah. Is day one good? Good. So make a bracha. Day two? Good. Day three? You're out. Okay, fine. So now you can't carry on counting day four because you're missing day three. That's fine. You're missing day three. And day four is a separate mitzvah, but you can't count day four because it has to be a continuous count. It has to be... your counting needs to be building on itself. But... So that would be that. And according to the Bahag, learning this way, what would be the din of a Gersh and Iskayo? He missed the first half, but did he count? Yeah, so maybe that count is enough to create day 14, which follows day 13, when he converted. Maybe. Just like the guy who says yesterday was, he wasn't Mekayim his mitzvah, but he can still carry on counting because he's created this continuous count. And to finish here, just to finish off, why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't learn. The Mishnah Berurah does not learn this way. Right, and therefore everyone has to go and ask their local Orthodox rabbi about what to do if you ever become a ger who is nisgayo during Sefirah Soma. But why does the Mishnah Berurah not learn this way? Oh, and by the way, the Mishnah Berurah is learning is... I'm sorry, I'm just going to do 1 minute over. The Mishnah Berurah does say, the reason why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this Rambam is because, like this gentleman over here said, that Rambam might be... If you see a Rambam that says you forget in the night, count during the day, that might be like I'm saying the Bahag is, count during the day without a bracha. Why? Because you want to create your continuous count. So the Mishnah Berurah needs to bring you a raya that no, if you miss the night, I want to know that when you count during the day, you're being Mekayim your mitzvah, according to that opinion. And that you only get from the other Rambam. That you only get from the other Rambam, who says, Ketziras HaYom, Ketziras HaYom is kosher by Yom, so you're Mekayim the Ketziras HaYom, and therefore Sviras HaYom you could also be Mekayim. That's why he says it. But why does the Mishnah Berurah not learn this other Pshat in the Bahag? Seems like a very good Pshat in the Bahag. So I think the Pshat is because if you look at the Levush on this Sif, the Levush phrases the halacha like this. If you forget an entire day, then don't carry on counting with a bracha. In what cases is that true? If you forgot the entire day, but if you remember during the morning, then carry on counting with a bracha. There, counting on the day is a prat. Yeah, is a part of this broader halacha of count of missing a day of Shiras HaOmer. That's very clear. If you miss a day, Bamed Varmim Amurim, if you don't do the daytime as well. But if I tell you, just a halacha, if you forget in the night, count during the day, and I don't mention anything about carrying on counting, then clearly the counting in the day is not just there to facilitate the continuing counting. It's clearly there to be Mekayim Mitzvah. Because I don't tell you, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you about carrying on counting if you remember during the day. He doesn't tell you about that. So Mishnah Berurah saw this Shulchan Aruch and said, that cannot be the Bahag. That this Tosus is Bahag. It cannot be, because that whole point of counting during the day below Bracha is just to get the next day. And if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring, let's get the next day, then it must be not that way. And therefore, he's looking for the dayas that hold that counting by Yom would be Mekayim Yom Mitzvah Shiras HaOmer. And the reason we don't make a bracha is because of the suffix. I'll find that extra mitzvah.